In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good morning, everyone. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, grandfathers, fathers-to-be, and all the fathers that not just the ones that are living, but also we honor the fathers who have departed this life. And Father's Day is always celebrated the third Sunday of June. Today we also celebrate in our church this feast day of All Saints. And that's always the first week after Pentecost. So we have Easter, then we have Ascension, Pentecost, All Saints. And today is the name day for those who do not have a patron saint or a patron feast day. Today is the feast day for all those who have ancient Greek names or ancient names that we don't know of saints that had. So today is their feast day. And today we commemorate all the saints because just as God gives us blessings that are known and unknown, there are many saints who are known, but there are also many saints who are unknown. We have saints from the Old Testament. We have saints from the New Testament. Saints from after Christ for 2,000 years. And we have saints for futures to come. A saint is someone who is extraordinary. Someone who is not of this earth. Someone who is not considered normal. In a good sense. But in a bad sense to others, to society. Christ is our example of how to be a good father and on how to be a saint. Because both saints and honorable fathers have the same goals, the same characteristics. And Christ shows us in today's gospel reading, what is the first step? What do we need to do? The first is to put God first. It's to love God before anything else. And how do you love God before anything else? You prioritize Him in your life. You pray to Him. You ask Him for guidance. When you love God before anyone else, He takes that love and transforms it. And He makes it Christ-like. When you love Christ, you have Christ-like love. And you start from the bottom, on the top, and that love trickles down. And that is divine love. Christ tells us to look at Him before anything else. And that will change our attitude towards others. Maybe the people that we don't like as much, or the people that we don't love as much. When we pray to God, when we pray to Christ, He changes our perspective on things. The second quality is perseverance. We have many saints who were martyrs, who died for the faith. And those who didn't die risked their lives to die. And how can we become saints, as in this sense, is to be witnesses, to become Christ-like in bringing the church home. The good father and mother make the church of the home to celebrate the feast days, to make church and the church life part of the family life. And this is a witness, and that's what a martyr is, a witness to the faith. The third is, as Christ says in the gospel, is to take up your cross. In the baptism service, you receive a baptismal cross. And as Christ said, to deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow Him. The saints, fathers today, fathers before and always, are always going to have stressful lives. Family life is stressful. Making sure the kids are ready for things, making sure that everything is good in order and everyone's safe, taken care of. And that is a cross that a father has to bear. All the saints had a carry this cross of Christ. We have many types of saints, kings, all the way down to peasants, and everything in between. And all took up their cross, which ties back to the previous two, perseverance and love. So all these three things are tied together. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Have perseverance for your faith, be a witness. And the third is to take up our cross, to love those even though it might be very difficult. It's not Hallmark love. Hallmark love is I love you because you make me feel good. Christ tells us, I love you because of who you are. And Christ loves us not for just who we are, but our potential and what we can be. So All Saints Day is a reminder that we too can be adorned on these walls. And for a child, an honorable father is a saint who is adorned in their hearts. Have a great day.